memories, and there's no one can ever take your place. On that night I told you I loved you. You should have seen
up and around this morning, are you?
Wait,
I like
again and
warp,
again,
man.
Your limbs being cut off. Your body being burned again and again and again. Your eyes closed out. Yeah, you don't want to die.
Oh, no. You better hang on because you're really going to be scared.
Well, that's good news for
Warm. So on warm days, please be kind.
I'm Smith.
And I'm Jones.
And we're conducting an experiment to see if cigarette butts are, in fact, trash.
There's a cigarette butt in my...
Hello, ma'am.
Did you... What the... You just ruined my mocha chocolate yaya.
It appears that cigarette butts are, in fact, trash.
Free radio. San Francisco's alternative radio. And listen online.
Well, it
took some doing, but now it's time for some Ask Dr. Hal show live on radio. That's right. You'll never know what the Ask Dr. Hal show is going to be like, look like, or sound like, but now you can settle back, kick off your size 12s, and take a long, hard look at yourself for having the time to listen to this radio show, the Ask Dr. Hal show, with Puzzling Evidence and K-Rob and an entire host of non-entities who don't happen to be physically present. And so
Here's Philo Drummond. Here's Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, but Jerry, Pete, and Philo weren't able to attend tonight. Pete is having a banquet for the benevolent order of firemen.
Philo's last night of being at Disneyland.
The happiest place on earth.
He's living that music that we're listening to right now in his soul.
Yes, he's getting goofy with Donald and Mickey, Clarabelle, and all the rest. But here in the hallowed halls of Ask Dr. Hal, we're aspiring to a higher and lonely destiny.
And one neat thing is we're, 50 feet from where the live Dr. Hal show took
place. Used to be. Oh, we're getting a call now.
No, that's not what the number is at all. Now, what is the number?
Well, there's a something.
Hey there, Pirate Cat, you're peaking. You're a bit.
I'm terribly sorry. This is not, repeat, not the radio station you think it is. This is radio. We are a pirate radio station, but are you certain that you're calling the one you intended to call?
Hey, thanks, Hal. You're on it, buddy.
Well, I'm a trying, but you know,
one can always do it, even when one gets on it, unless you drink a big glass of water behind. Are you on the computer or on the radio? Listening on the computer or the radio? Caller?
Well,
I'm not on yet.
Okay.
You're not?
No, they're not on yet. They're not even listening yet.
Wait, you're not listening?
No.
Well, but
is there a delay? Are you listening to us live? Can you see my lips move?
Hey, stop that. There's somebody watching. Well, I'm somewhat at sea here, at odds with understanding some of the technical aspects of the underwater radio show.
Tonight I'm going to be the guy on Left Wing Radio that's like, okay, everybody talk about me. I got to use that line tonight.
Yes, it's another political talk radio show with people in loud suits with loud voices yelling loud about the issues.
Mike and my mic might be a little bit hot.
It's slightly improving, but you're over-modulating.
Yeah, I think our mics are just a little...
Smile when you say that part.
The music sounds good.
I'm not over anything.
Yeah, it's fuzzing out the top.
Fuzz, eh?
Yeah, I can hear it in my headphones.
This is supposed to be unregulated radio.
It's super boomy at the bottom end.
We're switching to classic rock.
No,
stop. We're going to fix it all up as soon as we draw
a
sweet refreshment from the bottom of the sound.
You don't make the necessary repairs. Oh, by the way, we have a series of questions here to ask you.
Well, that'll be good after we get started, but we're still putting on our slippers.
We're not hearing good questions on that radio.
Bad.
We'll call it.
Well, it's bad, as in popular parlance, meaning good. Oh, well, there he went. It's difficult to hold a quorum.
It's the call that made the meters spike out, by the way.
Oh, the caller was doing it all the time. He was complaining about us. Well,
now that he's gone, we can talk about him. Yeah. Did you see what he was wearing?
Loud and lewd. But,
check out Merchants and Sky.
You know, I'm just from the Piscean age. I'm not used to these global warming fashions.
Tonight at Gary's house, I said that you belong between 1890 and 1927, maybe.
Comfortable bookends.
And then she said, well, what do you talk about in your radio show? And thinking of that guy in the movie last night, I said, we just talk about me.
There's a movie last night?
There's this long pause. And she,
well, what movie were you watching that's all about
you? We were watching All About Me, Left of the Dial, which was the beginning of Air America.
Oh, yeah, I
see. Which is unfair to beat up on guys just starting a radio station, but if you haven't seen it, you should. You would appreciate all of the madness.
Those are government flunkies.
Trying to start the government flunky station just like this one. It's a monster FCC.
Well, we will mention the topic of monsters when we get to it, but... some dangers might also best
be mentioned. The caller probably didn't even know that I got everybody here an hour late.
Well, the caller didn't know that, but if you've been waiting to listen to something besides the usual music feed, now perhaps that hunger can be assuaged with a delicious, crunchy morsel known as the On Air Ask Dr. Hal Show. Not to be confused with the live Ask Dr. Hal Show or Ask Dr. Hal Show 2.0. And stay tuned for a possible Ask Dr. Hal 3.0, although I'm not able to talk to Pete Goldie about it because he's not here. So I don't know what to do, but...
Pete Goldie, are you listening right now? Are you laughing?
No, he hung up. He's holding a big banquet for the impatient order of associated firemen and cereal workers at his house. And that's about it for us. Because, you know, he can't do that and be here on the radio. I thought he knew we were planning to do this. I thought he cared, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, one must roll with the punches. And it's important to consider the question that a giant magnetic superflux in outer space could be dooming all life on Earth. Could, in fact, the most magnetic objects in the universe cause extinction on Earth? Later or not, we may find out. Unfortunately, without Pete Goldie here, another thing I meant to ask him is the exact date of the upcoming bombardment of the moon.
Yes.
Because some of us are wondering if it'll happen while...
You should tell the audience
the assembled, trembling hordes of folks are out in the Black Rock Desert under a clear sky.
I would bet they won't be able to see it because of all the light pollution that huge festival produces.
Maybe so, but they won't have an overdub of clouds and a low ceiling of drippy San Francisco fog raining on their Playa Parade. But, of course,
hello.
It's a crapshoot. Hello.
Don't say hello.
Well, I already did, but...
Is my radio too loud?
See,
I hope not. I hope your radio is at an agreeable setting, which...
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Yes.
Wolfman Jack.
No, he don't.
No, he's dead.
Can
he's
I hear
long
the
gone.
Jackson 5?
Yes.
You can hear them anytime you shut your eyes and concentrate on the inside of your eyelids. But I wouldn't mind
is
five
on the radio
Jacksons.
Now too?
Is
but I don't
radio?
Get a paper.
Hey, Pete says turn it up because the girls are talking too loud, okay?
Well, there's some girl who's talking and talking over me. I don't understand.
Can you tell us what kind of pajama bottoms you have on?
Am I going out? Nobody seems to be hearing me.
11.
You're there. The little caller is so intent on talking about pajamas.
I
don't understand. Well, I'm... If I'm on the air, and if I am getting out...
I'm ready for my close-up. Can I have my close-up now? I'm ready.
I'm afraid you're all too close. You're standing in the foreground and blocking everyone else, particularly me, but that's the magic of radio that we try to bring to you with the latest scientific technology.
I gotta go, because I'm on the radio.
Understand the new climate threat of melting Arctic permafrost, which threatens to bubble up from the frozen tundra and pollute the ecosphere even further. But we do welcome callers on free radio. And now let's speak of the monstrous imbalances in nature and civilization which create so much grief for conscientious souls.
What's wrong with the mixing board again?
Well, I think someone's been a little mixed up who's been operating it. No, not you. But whoever left these previous settings as they were should have had his knuckles wrapped with a ruler by a stern nun.
I won't show you that horrible picture.
Well, this is radio, so...
Stop that!
Oh, it's not that horrible, there you actually. Go.
Sort
see,
of
anything you say, it happens. But that's what radio is it's like. All we need to do is mention it, and there is the image in the mind. What is this strange twilight world between the pit of man's stomach and the summit of his own perspiration and embarrassing body sounds?
That's it.
There's the signpost up ahead, but I can't read it because I didn't bring my right glasses. Within the next 5 years, a new space telescope that Pete Goldie is unable to tell us about since he's not here will make the Hubble seem like some tattered alien remnant from the Dark Ages. Yeah, NASA and the European and Canadian space agencies plan to launch the James Webb Space Telescope into an orbit almost a million miles from Earth. The telescope's mission will be to study every phase of cosmic development. Yes, I was thinking of the James Woods telescope, which is somewhat more...
Really the actor?
Well, he is an actor, but he's known on Earth for his pugnacity. And it's time that we started showing a united front to the aliens so that they don't get too uppity, if you know what I mean. We're going to take racism to an entirely new level as we tell mean-spirited jokes about Martians, those bone-dry monsters from another world, and Vinooks, inhabitants of our second planet, who you don't want moving in next to you, all super heated and just unsuited for daily life here in God's country. But can computer models explain the killer strength of a giant lizard?
Yes, sure.
Some scientists believe they can. Oh, you seem to know that automatically. They can.
Yes.
Well, I guess computer models can explain anything. Garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
But, you know, a combination of form and technique does give the Komodo dragon, the world's largest living lizard, its ferocious bite. Interest to me.
Better ears now.
Other delvers into the prehistoric past. Even within the time of
now you
man.
Can spread us left, right. There you go.
Long after the extinction of
because I do that on my show because it
Mesozoic
helps differentiate a little
megafauna.
Bit. Now I'm over here. Now I'm over here.
The
I am the whipped cream.
Prehistoric
the
giant lizard.
Okay, Rob is
Megalania.
Well, that's
attained
that
an
really
enormous size, and it makes the giant lizards of today look like little bitty lizards in comparison.
Ew.
Yes.
Oh, they like it.
Now, I don't know if you're following
on the belly.
Roman history, but the Emperor Tiberius actually had one of these things for a pet.
Wow.
Brought all the way to Rome where they loved exotic animals, and it was so exotic that they didn't even kill it. Tiberius's wingless dragon. Which was actually one of these lizards. Perhaps even a last surviving Sacania itself. Of course, we'll never know because of the destruction of records which occurred between the administration of Tiberius, Claudius, Germanicus Caesar, or whatever they called him, and Caligula, or Little Booties. Well, it may not seem surprising that Komodo dragons at up to 10 feet long and 300 pounds of solid lizard can take down big prey like pigs, deer, cattle, and even stupid, slow-moving people. But scientists say these dragons, native to the Indonesian island of Komodo and other nearby islands, you never hear about that, like these lizards also inhabit the island of Pulau Pulau Bompa. How come we don't call them Pulau Pulau Bompa dragons? Maybe we ought to, huh? Maybe we should stop this whole Komodo thing and... Oh, well, we're getting a call. The moment you suggest something, the caller...
She kept saying...
But nobody did.
No, the Uyghurs went...
Hello, you're on the air.
The Uyghurs
It sounds like a quorum.
I need to talk to K-Rob right away.
Here okay. You go.
Oh, boy.
Put him on.
Hey, K-Rob, your levels are a little hot. You know
what
I'm saying?
Let's talk over here.
You know, I've heard it said that these levels
crazy.
Are actually only hot because of callers.
It's like it's vibrating from all directions.
Yeah, I think that's
like magic.
The levels are peaking.
Well, let's just turn it down. Can't we
pot
it down?
Can you hear what I'm saying?
You can hear.
They put duct tape on
them. They've duct taped them into the current.
Through?
They've duct taped the levels into this. We have to sever the tape. It's true. Look at the... Well, you can't look at the board, but they've fastened
it. Listening it over the air.
Wow, now there's a terrible loop going on.
Oh, that's awful. I'm awfully sorry. We're just trying to...
Can you hear?
I can hear
you.
Can you
see? Can you feel?
I can hear you.
Is that a 25?
Unless you answer me, I cannot know or tell whether you're hearing me.
I think I lost you, Rob.
He's not even...
Some kind of romantic.
I've got a dawn for you.
The last caller couldn't hear me either. Are you sure?
Does my aluminum hat look all right?
You're there. You're quite clear.
Does
to go with my panties, okay?
Okay, there she is talking about her panties.
I need
her
to
panties
know.
Okay. Is that
you should
say,
come over
you say
need
it looks like a bad
foil.
Thing.
Sarah has aluminum foil.
Okay.
We got you covered, baby.
We got the hat.
Aluminium.
I really feel
so
I can.
So now put the aluminum foil around your hat, your head.
I feel deep.
The pyramids.
Yeah.
That you're
make
wearing
a little pyramid and wear it.
Man.
Sugar Jack pajama bottom.
Ancient Egypt. That's
now
where
the cool man from Uncle Music is washing your brain.
Okay, while your brain is washed, we'll depart from the subject of giant lizards, which I was about to get into, and talk about what you'd like to hear on our show, because the show is really not about us. It's about you, about what you'd like
to... I'm myself on the radio, Mr. DeMille. I'm ready for my voiceover.
Your voice
something's
is going out over
me.
The radio.
Something's gotten into me.
Oh,
would it
no.
be a,
I don't know what it is.
A scuttling insect.
But it's probably FCC for
I'm ready
radio.
For my
do a commercial.
Well, you are close. In fact,
radio.
Please give some acknowledgement that you hear what
up.
I'm saying.
Can you hear how?
There, she did it in her own way.
She just thinks it's funny. She just
yeah.
thinks it's funny. Silly.
I've got to tell you, this isn't the way to get on the best side of the Ask Dr. Hal show. But,
do you have a question for, you know?
Yeah, what about a question?
It's like you're the live show. I met a young lady recently who came to your show and asked you a question.
And what was her reaction?
She told me that. Well, she said you sidestepped her question.
Beer at this point.
What are we talking about? Well,
we're talking about the question
really
you should be asking Hal right now.
I tried to talk about pulsars and magnetars. Then I tried to talk about the computer models explaining the killer strength of the world's largest living lizard.
We've got all the boys on one side of the room and
I'm
all the
guy
girls
in the movie.
On the other side of the room.
And the square dance is going to start
we've
any moment.
We've decided that's the natural way of things.
Well, they say boy, girl, boy, girl. That's the way the host is supposed to seat his guests.
You can say all you want to me. I can't hear anything you're saying. I can't hear anything I'm saying. I just have this terrible, horrible, laughing, giggling, clucking sound.
Why don't you carry
around.
Your cellulite phone into the next room, and then you'll be able to communicate in concord without discord.
You have to have a knob to fix this.
And in San Francisco, without disco.
There must be some adjustment, some level, some...
I
some
tell
you,
gremlins have fastened all the switches into their place with duct tape, and it is impossible to adjust.
The thing is that the levels are really low on the board. I don't know.
We say the levels are low. You say the levels are high. Who are we?
You know what it reminds me of? It was like too much bass. That's the simplest, stupid thing.
Too much bass and ignoble broadcasting.
Your observation. I don't know where that comes from.
Yeah, over here.
I don't understand this.
If you were listening on headphones, you can tell.
I make some more requests.
But it bothers me that the listeners, whichever and whoever they
are,
they're hearing.
Now it's sneaking in all the time.
Or not enough.
It's a scorching hot day.
Let's just start acting like the monkeys, you know, jumping around, wearing fireman shirts from Boston.
Well, here we are, you know, and we're... only a few minutes into the show, and already the callers are...
Where did you get that?
Into the
private I have a question.
Part.
Where, all right, where did that clock come
it.
From? The where did your watch come from?
It was
originally.
Given to me by my parents.
Oh,
so well, I don't know where they got
what?
Perhaps some jeweler in Arizona,
I'd
where
like
I lived
to
at the time. But
about your shoe size.
Oh, just because I showed you my grandmother's. Because,
you know, shoe size is related
it's
to ring
to
size.
Know where those things come from.
Yeah.
And with a larger ring...
You know what that means.
Well, it costs more.
With this ring, IV telephone.
Uh-oh.
You know?
Look, that's...
What's the number here? Maybe we should attract other callers. Oh,
well, if we do, they'll be just as incoherent as these callers. But why not give it a shot? That's the way to get a hold of us, here and now.
Don't give out your number,
these callers
what?
Lick K-Rock all over if they were here right now.
San Francisco's alternative radio for an alternative culture.
Yeah.
Join us on the internet, or try to.
The
hordes of callers are now besieging
the
station.
Oh, look outside. There are hundreds of callers. They're
and they've got torches and pitchforks,
right
too.
Oh, I don't think they like
we don't want to let them in here.
Oops. Oh, sorry.
Just
I was looking at the wrong
that's
side.
That's right. Wave at him. Just wave.
Oh, hi. Oh, yeah, that works. Look, they're like zombies.
Okay, zombies we don't need. In fact, that is a good description.
Give me a zombie hug
of the rest. No, thank you. What happened to this? This is not... No, that's not it.
It's the... Now I'm going to send Hal a shrub. And then
well,
going
it's
to,
what we're hearing is music composed by Laurie Johnson for Dr. Strangelove, not lovable Tex Avery cartoon music, which is supposed to be.
Didn't you guys play the cartoon at the start of the show?
Here it comes. A wacky cartoon from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Slap Happy Rutabaga. Let's settle back and watch it.
I think there's someone there.
But it's on YouTube, so it should
someone where?
Every once in a while.
Can you hear me? I don't think they can hear me. Really,
I
honestly
them.
Do. No one answers me directly.
When radio comes marching home. Hey, you guys, don't listen to Hal, okay?
I wanted to tell you about my new shoes.
Shoes?
Issues. I think she's talking about her issues.
Issues and answers.
She doesn't hear anybody. She doesn't hear me.
But, you know, even the most fashionable pair of shoes will not protect you from the toxic bite of a giant lizard, Varanus komodoensis.
It always comes back to the name of the dragon.
Well, we're trying to keep the show on an even keel.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine, but can you hear us?
Yeah, you can hear Bob
no
Dobbs.
Answer.
Everybody
I
can hear Bob Dobbs.
I don't think they can hear, honestly. Try turning that little silver knob over there. Yeah, that might do it.
No, sometimes the station goes into these weird loops.
I got black shoes. Yeah.
Loop station?
They're comfy.
Cool, loop station.
They're not sexy, but
the other man made a mention of loops. What do you mean loops? You're talking about a real thing?
Because I am comfortable
the actual effect.
With my
sex. Feed. The
or sexy with
it's
my comfort.
Am I going out at all on the air?
I don't know.
You need to need a little radio. Right?
It would be nice
radio.
If somebody would acknowledge that I'm here, so I know
what
I'm. Can anybody hear me?
Hey, Rob, is this the end?
Well, these other girls got heels.
See, they're not answering. They're talking about shoes. So I don't think this is even working.
No, those girls are walking on the shoes.
Radio on there.
This one girl was like walking in her shoes. She had one heel on, one heel off, and the heel that was off her. Toe was completely pointed in the shape of a heel. It was like as if her foot never stopped moving in that direction. It was like I'm in a heel, but I'm barefoot.
Well, I'm also a heel and underfoot, so I wish you would have some sympathy with me in this situation that I'm in. So we have a bunch of drunks.
Sarah's new shoes are really hot. You should check them out next time. You should ask her about them.
I suppose
you know
we
what?
Could always cut
you know, we would get you other callers, but we're the only ones listening to the show right now.
Caller,
so
can you hear
you're
me?
You're not happy with us as listeners and callers to your show. We'll try and do better.
Could you answer
really,
and let me know if you're hearing me?
Well, maybe if you tell us what color your underwear are, we would
all right,
be better
just
callers.
Just cut them off. Sorry, folks, I'm not even certain that I am being heard, but the callers were very uncooperative, and we have to know whether or not this is actually going out over the air. I suppose it is always possible to return to the subject of giant lizards of the Antipodes. But before I do, we're going to try one other technical trick from our bottomless bag of tricks to make sure that this is going out, even if such callers as deign to call us will not give us this piece of essential information. And it's possible we could get a call from somewhere else at fccfreeradio.com, area code 415-513-5239. It may seem that chaos is the liquid medium in which we swim, but in fact, if we could get into a different pond, it wouldn't bother this cross obturigian one iota. So we know that Big Pete Goldie will be out in his backyard with his telescope when the moon is struck by Earth's sinister dagger blow. And he is benefiting from the accumulated mountain of scientific information on which he stands. All the way back to early pioneers of optics, and even Sir Isaac Newton himself, who built the telescope which he holds in this famous picture. Here's a...
Now, people, you know, have
calling?
To be able to hear you because they were complaining about them.
I'm so nervous.
Okay, just calm down.
Someone.
Ask Hal how to calm down.
Can you hear me? That's what I want to know. Can you hear me?
Oh, it's the Pete Goldie Show! Hey, folks.
All right. They're not hearing me, so cut them off. Let's see if we can get somebody else to call. Early optics, telescopes, Newton. I was somewhere with that. Then the drunks came cascading in. There we go. Look at them scurrying around trying to build the first major telescope in the 17th century like a bunch of ants. In 1668, they discovered a new way to gather light. And what did they do with it? They looked out at the heavens. And what did they see after Isaac Newton finally found a way to correct chromatic aberration and replace the objective lens with a mirror that reflected light instead of refracting it? This technology is in Pete Goldie's telescope and will help him see the mortal wounding of our satellite, the moon, in just a few days.
Well, they're going to blow up the moon. I saw it last night. I saw the news report.
Yes, even though we have determined that there are no weapons of mass destruction there, it does seem as if old Selene, our heavenly partner, will take a major hit.
That almost sounds like it's a music machine playing that, is it? That Beatles song?
Boy, you said a mouthful. And in 1962, with the advent of the orbiting telescope, beginning with the British Ariel 1, astronomy entered a new era. Placing a telescope in space gave astronomers a view of the heavens unobstructed by the atmosphere, which keeps Pete Goldie from seeing the farthest reaches of the cosmos. Today, several telescopes orbit the planet, the most famous of which is NASA's Hubble Space Telescope.
Launched into orbit in 1990, Hubble circles 350 miles above the planet, observing visible ultraviolet and infrared light beaming from the universe with its 94-inch primary mirror.
Space.
They must be able to hear us because they were complaining about the levels earlier. So
they're complaining, though. No one acknowledges what I say, so
yeah,
that
know,
makes
I
me
know.
Think
or
my
anyone,
mic
so.
Is. You know, I'm quite willing to let them be on, but not if they're going to go on and not answer me. That's the problem, or a problem.
Let's talk
but
about
there's
me.
No problem that can't be surmounted. A man who's not afraid to. Set his sights upon the summit. Is a man whose time has come.
Right, they're in their apartment.
We'll
there they are. They're partying because
we'll
of this show.
Okay, so like, Cal, this doesn't seem like a really maybe unusual question, but I want to know what's the worst, I guess, sore that you've ever found on your genital area.
Well,
I
can answer that.
That we'd like to know.
I can answer that, but I'd like you to answer me first to make sure that so I can make sure that I am actually being heard. Will you give me some sense that what I'm saying now is something you can respond to?
What's that?
There, she's hearing something. Can you hear me? Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, very good. The last sore I had on my genitals was the result of a medical condition known as...
Wait, it's too loud in here. Hang on, I'm going to...
You missed the answer. Okay, next question.
I'm calling from a bar. And
so
I've been
you're
listening
that's
on
why the
my
noise.
Friend's
yeah,
radio.
Guys,
hang on.
I thought you had your radio
Let me
up
be
really
more
loud.
Private. Okay,
so the entire
there we
bar
go.
Is right. about to hear about
I was
how...
talking about the world's largest living lizard, or the most large lizard
his,
that was recently extinct in the general area of lacertism, or lizard science. This was the Megalania, a prehistoric monster from the Antipodean land.
Prehistoric
of Australia.
Monsters? Wait, you've had a prehistoric monster in your genital area?
Yep.
Actually, I did not. You are conflating two different streams of answers into one, and in doing so, in an act of signal creativity, entertaining our audience far more than any poor power which it may be mine to command. But let me skip back to your earlier
fabulous.
Question.
Oh, that's fabulous. I like that. I like entertaining your vast audience of callers.
That's good. I hope they're paying attention.
No, Mary.
Now, tell me which you would like me to follow, the genital question or the prehistoric lizard controversy?
Wait, what makes you more comfortable, Hal?
Well, what makes me comfortable is giving satisfaction to this army of callers besieging us now.
Give me an extreme description of the worst genital sore you've ever had.
Well, I was answering that before, and I'll gladly skip back to that answer. I don't know if you've ever heard of a medical condition known as balanitis. Have you?
No, I have not. I have not heard of that.
Balanitis mocks the symptoms of some of the more virulent sexually transmitted diseases.
Is it related to staph at all?
No, what J.G. it actually Ballard. is no, not Ballarditis. This is balanitis. Frankly, yes, I did have that. And frankly, I was quite worried about it, so I went to the doctors as soon as I could find one that treats poor folks like myself, and he told me, you don't have to worry about that at all. Go to Walgreens and get a little tube of this stuff here and rub it on, and it'll all disappear. But there's some bad news. Some bad news that you're going to have to take. So I want you to sit down. Are you sitting down? Okay.
Yes, I'm sitting down, but I want to know, how long did you have to rub this ointment on the genital sore?
Well, that was the fun part. The bad part was hearing what they told me. You see, they said that people who have this don't actually have a sexually transmitted disease, and their private parts are perfectly all right. But what is bad about it is that only diabetics have this happen. This is the way your body says, hey, stop messing around. You've got diabetes. And that was how I discovered that I, myself, was one of the sad sufferers of type 2 diabetes,
you know what?
Which
my
I still have unto this day. All right, put your girlfriend on, and I will try not to put her on if you follow me. Here in the studio with Puzzling Evidence of the Puzzling Evidence radio program and K-Rob.
They're having a big giggle party.
Well, they can giggle. We're stuck here in the studio while they giggle.
So our next question is, we want to know if you can get pregnant from booze.
The music's all creamy.
From whose?
Yes.
You want to know if you can get pregnant from...
Yes.
From what?
Booze. It's
drinking, yeah.
Booze. From drinking. Well, it can help, but it cannot impregnate you in and of itself. Any suggestion that it is a mere chimera set up by thin-lipped anhedonic moralists to try to dissuade you from having fun. According to the Dr. Hal Show, you should drink as much as makes you happy and not a drop further. Well, let's hope there are some other questions, and perhaps even this booze-ridden party inhabited by rum-soaked reprobates and sodden tosspots will come to its senses and ask questions about matters of great concern
about Johnny Depp.
To the community. What happened to him? Johnny Depp?
You know, what happened?
Oh, well, you know, he's not interesting. He's a movie star.
Captain Weird or something.
Yeah.
What are you speaking of? Perhaps you'd care to enlighten our listeners with an extension of that comment.
Just something I saw while waiting for a movie at the Metreon.
Captain Weird, eh?
Yeah.
That seems highly...
I'm not trying to be Captain Weird. I'm just me, Johnny Depp.
Oh, it's a movie about Johnny Depp. Well, that...
In a universe where Michael Jackson is still dead.
Yeah. Michael Jackson is dead. Now he belongs to the ages. He shall have no giant tomb as the Pharaoh Cheops did.
They really were mean when they wouldn't let him put his giant tomb at the Neverland.
Well, I guess it's not zoned to bury...
Just a few days ago, I haven't hit the article yet, but the New York Times had a front page under the fold article about many people are burying old grandpa at home now.
It's highly illegal. Even to bury a little dog in your friend's backyard can get the entire anger of the law in its full majesty coming down on your head. So, of course, we and no one we know would ever do that. But you may be aware that King Tut, who everybody thinks is such a big cheese because he's got a show over in the park, which is too expensive for most people I know to go to, they may think he was important in Egyptian history. But the fact is, he's there with all his stuff because he was utterly unimportant and nobody even thought to rifle his tomb and rummage through his drawers. But, well, his stuff is over there in the museum. He can't
I
use it.
I keep meaning to go over and see his stuff.
It costs a pretty penny.
Yeah.
But there was something weird about King Tut and about his immediate predecessor, the heretical pharaoh Akhenaten, who wanted to abolish the entire Egyptian pantheon and take up the worship of the sun as
right.
the
he
one
was the Pete Goldie
true
of that
god.
Time.
Well, but the Egyptian religion was also somewhat astronomy-based, but they took this sun thing too far. Now, between Akhenaten's New Age rule and the incredibly militaristic rule of the Pharaoh Horemheb, played by Victor Mature in the movie, who went to war with the Hittites and exchanged the bronze sword of the Egyptians for the iron sword of those bearded guys with the hooked noses and the tall caps, King Tut's absolutely inoffensive rule took place. And he and his father seem to have had sort of feminine figures for men. What is up with that? What is the explanation of Pharaoh's feminine figure?
Are you saying it's kind of like Corporal McKenzie's wife?
Well, genetic disorders may have caused this ruler's unusual physique. You see,
hey, Hal?
Yes?
I need to know if you could shove...
All filthy lucre.
Mm-hmm.
And would be rendered...
All filthy lucre?
It would be rendered more so. Now, if you will think about this question logically, the answer nestles within it, as so often in those envelopes which come to my desk. Yes, I hardly need to come up with an answer because the answer is right there.
What coin would you prefer?
Coins? Oh, you were speaking of paper money.
The coin is different. What roll of coin would you prefer?
Lilliputian money. Sprugs.
Oh, pennies?
No.
Dimes. No, dimes.
No.
I think dimes are smaller.
No, the Empire of Lilliput.
Or would you choose Euro?
Had its own coinage. And they used sprugs.
90 miles north of
a Lilliputian here. Sprug is tiny. In fact, it's difficult to pick up. It's so small. There were a race of 6-inch high people, you know. I would only permit their money to...
Is it smaller than the head of a pin?
Maybe about that size, depending on...
I've never seen Lilliputian money, and I need to know...
That's because you have to go to the Empire of Lilliput to see it, and it may not exist anymore. You see, they were in a long war with the nearby Empire of Blefuscu, another land inhabited by 6-inch-high folks, and had exhausted their treasury in genocidal war and laid waste to the countryside. And it was at this time when they were invaded by the giants.
I need a theme for my next question. Give me a theme for my next question.
Well,
how would you like to talk about?
I'd like to be listened
dinosaurs,
to
probably.
In particular. More
what?
Than I'd just like to spin my wheels.
Don't
to be able
what?
To finish an answer and explain myself is the greatest felicity. But by that same token, the most painful and irritation-producing phenomenon is to be perpetually interrupted and never to be allowed to come to a conclusion.
Okay, let me pause. I'm going to hang up. I'm going
to
pause for a second.
Oh, you don't
and
need to
hang up.
Questions,
okay?
I like to hang up.
All right, I'm thinking about you the whole time.
There,
well,
look,
that's
she's
good.
Going right
she
over
went
there.
Into
she
my other the... earphone.
Wow,
that's
that was
great.
Cool.
She's in stereo. You know,
no,
it's
she's
good
in her own
to have.
She is show. She's
I was going to speak of the strange femininity of the Egyptian pharaonic line, but instead of that, or talking about the extinct giant lizards of
the
southern continents,
Tut and. Dad and Tut. No.
Well,
I can't remember his name.
The relation of Tut and Akhenaten was not the relation of son to father. Let's not put out this false information on the Ask Dr. Hal show. No, no, no. The Egyptian pharaoh Akhenaten's voluptuous body shape and elongated head and neck.
Are we sinking?
Have long perplexed historians, yes. But now, a theory has popped out that Akhenaten may have suffered from two genetic disorders that affect body shape. Yes, he was pictured as having prominent breasts and buttocks.
Wow.
Indications of a hormone disorder, an overproduction of the enzyme aromatase. which is instrumental in the body's production of the hormone estrogen, is the likely culprit. So I'm glad we've settled that. Now we're going to be able to move on to... Oh, yeah.
I did want to fill in about Corporal McKenzie's wife, who he was a 7th Cavalry trooper.
Yes.
He was about 2 years after the battle, after living through all that nightmare.
We're talking
Marino's
about
Hill.
Custer's last stand.
He discovered that his wife was a man.
Yeah, I read about him. In fact, he discovered that his wife was a man after she died, and they examined her and said, what are you doing here, Corporal? Your wife was a man. And it so freaked him out that his wife was a man after all these years that he didn't last very much.
No, he went outside and shot himself.
He shot himself.
Like, that was the moment
of
like,
I was married to a man?
Yeah, that's
here,
pretty nasty.
Take my revolver. I think you know what is expected of you.
Yes, exactly. Only a gentleman would have to...
Yes,
finishes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the subject of sex has once again reared its spotted head.
So don't think about the Mikado now or any of those tales about the same thing. I love those little tales.
No kidding. Paintings and statues of Akhenaten suggest
hands.
That he suffered from genetic diseases.
Oh, you would... And I was telling K-Rob about... Oh, sorry.
Well, I just wanted to say, concluding with King Tut one more time, that they did do a CAT scan of King Tut's skull. And... what do you think they found? Abnormal head shape, similar to that of the mystic pharaoh Akhenaten.
Actually, so, cat is one of the few words you can't say on
is
the
he,
station.
Oh, but it was not a...
yeah, pirate
a,
and cat.
Oh, there
and,
he is. Stop it. He just did it. There he went. He went and did it.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. Not on my watch. I've got...
Cal?
Yes?
Are you there?
She's all
yes,
sexy.
I am. Can you hear me?
Cal? Sexy.
Can you hear me?
Wow.
Can you hear me?
I can't really hear you, but I'm mad that I can hear you.
Well, that's too bad. I wish you actually could hear me. Then I could tell you what song the sirens sang, or the name Achilles used when he hid himself among women.
Did you bathe with oil?
Sexy. You know, I'm having a little bit of trouble because the plumbing has been disconnected.
No, I can't hear you.
Oh, okay.
I'm falling down.
No,
I can't hear you.
You can or cannot?
Wait.
Yes, there is no bath service where I live.
Say it again?
Impossible to bathe because
I
no cold water.
You're a little effusive.
Well, then turn
you're
me
so
up.
Clean.
Turn me up. Help the bombardier. Help him. Turn me up. Now, did anything turn up?
Why don't you tell me this? If you can hear me, which I think you can.
I can hear you, but I need to know whether you can hear me.
Okay, so I hear you. Oh, you're getting louder.
You do hear me. Very well.
No
I am at your
you
service.
A bath service?
A bath service?
No bath service here, ma'am. Only good
by
service.
People.
I need a bath attendant, and if you are volunteering for that service, that can be readily arranged. But remember, whether we're dealing with giant fish known as groupies
like
or groupers.
I'm going to go stand in the BART station. Maybe I'll hear you over there.
All right. I hope that it's that which has to do with your inability to hear us and speak clearly and cleanly.
We go to 1 a.m., right? Because we missed
now.
The first hour, so you guys...
Yeah, that's right. We have to do 2 hours.
Yeah,
we do?
2 hours? You bet. I get a whole 2 hours?
You get a whole
I had
two
no
hours
idea we were going to go past the terminus of midnight.
Well, it's possible.
Well, good. Let's do it then. So no one comes in to follow us. There isn't the knitting show or the sculpting with
the
plasticine
show. That would be great.
You know, all that stuff. That
would be so great.
The furball show is pretty fun.
Have you ever seen that huge-mouthed fish known as a grouper?
Are they related to the remoras?
Vaguely. Distantly. But actually,
just their mouth, yeah.
They're a giant. The remora's mouth is a suction cup, but the grouper's is a huge, vast cavern full of sharp stalagmitous teeth that you don't want nibbling at you. And believe me, they might try it. In fact, Puzzling Evidence had an amusing story about some friends of his
right,
who were skin diving, and they took some mushrooms, and then they landed right on top of two large, irate groupers have sex.
Yep.
Who then turned around and nibbled at them.
That's a little humid.
Spoiling
they bit him like
their...
a dog.
Did they nibble? Did they bite anything
they
off?
They just bit his legs like a dog. And before I could get in, I was about to jump in the water. He was back on the rafts, screaming that he was being bitten. I'm thinking, what? You're in like 2 feet of water.
That was the last bath you had? That was the one?
No, no. That is what can happen when you bathe, but it's not what always happens.
Yeah, if there are groupers in your bathtub, that's what happens.
You have to keep it fairly filled so they actually have room to maneuver since they are large. Larger
they
in some cases than a human.
Yeah, tunas and groupers
they're
and
big.
Whole family are gigantic.
But more than 130 fish species feed off parasites living on other fish, and groupers are no exception because they have these teensy tiny fish to come in and clean all the sludge out of their mouths.
See, now, exactly. Right now Robert's playing big pictures of those on the wall.
Scientists at the University of East Anglia in England found that Caribbean gobies actually show a preference for predators over herbivores. They initiate more interactions with predators, and they don't make them wait as long, which is convenient for toothed meat-eaters like groupers, as if they're completely harmless, swimming right into their mouths. Why predator fish...
So we're talking about sex again, I can tell.
Morsels sex. Remains a mystery. Well, we're talking about ease and pleasure, so sex is never far away from that.
That's true.
These groupers did bite Puzzling Evidence's friends because they were trying to have sex when the tripping hipsters jumped off the boat right on top of them, if you didn't understand that aspect of the story. But now we've moved on to another topic, and before we launch into it, perhaps you do have another question for us here on the Ask Dr. Hal Show.
The tripping hipster, is that the question?
Well, it could be if you want to ask a question about such a person.
Think of being
it could
a
be anything.
Hipster.
You're not really a tripping hipster, though.
What about a tripping
then
hipster?
Your hat wigs
out. I don't. If you smart, be hipster.
Well, look, I'm telling a story. See, you don't
smartster.
Understand. You're not getting the entire picture.
The
we're trying
well,
to
that's not true.
Show
I mean,
in glowing colors the
I'm not reacting in a negative
representation
way.
Of life itself.
So here on the Hal Show, you can call and ask questions all sexy day.
Yeah, you
oh, this
could.
This is the Hal Show. You're
yeah,
right.
It is a Hal Show.
You didn't know.
Did you think you were listening?
This is the Ask Dr. Hal Show.
No, this is not the Puzzling Evidence.
Oh, well, you're right.
Puzzling Evidence is tomorrow night or Friday morning, to be more precise. Please listen to us then.
And this show is going to 5 a.m. here on not...
Well, that's a little bit of stretching it.
So how many hours will this show?
Drawing the long bow.
As long as these guys want.
I'd be surprised if we were on the air longer than 1 a.m. But even so, time
is precious. Yeah, I was
really
sad there wasn't a Hal Show tonight.
You were sad there wasn't a Hal Show?
I was also sad that there wasn't a Hal Show.
You don't ask questions? Why?
But I listen.
Why don't you ask?
It's a great opportunity.
Because I don't ask smart questions.
I hope you're not one of those people who are
always embarrassed,
too modest to be seen coming up.
I only ask because I bathed with you once and it was so nice.
And under what, where was that we had this mutual bath?
It was in, outside in the sky somewhere.
Oh, I know. Yeah, okay, right. I remember that. Yeah. Well, see, it looks like nobody was offering to bathe
no,
you, so
I
volunteered. Yeah. So, we were...
So anyway, thanks for talking to me, and I look forward to the next Hal Show.
Oh.
And next Thursday night.
Yes. Well, there will be a show Thursday night or Friday morning. There also may be a show Wednesday night. We are utterly unable to say. But it is important that you try to follow our strangled, tormented animadversions. Otherwise, it's very difficult to tune in and be
that is really strange,
a part of
all right.
the broadcast.
Have fun, you guys.
Okay, thank you.
What was that?
That was a nice
call. That satellite tone meant we were being taped by the aliens.
Oh,
they
those
still
aliens
use tape. It's
just
really
don't. That, they
I think that was an incoming call.
Incoming!
Oh, really? That's your line.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey.
Yes?
That's not the bitch you're talking to. What's this?
That's our date.
Just
she was
someone
our date
who I once took the waters with in the past.
We were having a really good time until you called,
you
know.
It's not even the radio show. I've got some dude on the phone.
We're just like that.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say in my own defense, I didn't introduce this subject, but I always try to deal with questions. You may speak as foully as you wish here on FCC-free radio.
It's kind of exciting me that you talk this.
Here, stop it. You're getting Puzzling Evidence all hot and bothered with your stream of non-standard English here. You know, you can use...
So what are you going to do about it?
You can say any bad word that you like because we are free of society's troublesome laws and regulations. And it's on us. All over. So we'll have to take a bath after it's over. Except I can't because, as I said, I have.
Really?
Let me have my secretary talk to you. One moment.
Oh, it's a good idea. Yeah, can we talk to your secretary?
I affirm she's not a stalker because I'm here with her watching her, and if I wasn't watching her, she'd be stalking you.
But her eyes are on stalks,
so
as I understand.
Seeing her?
Yeah.
She's not stalking you because I see
if
her.
We can, if you can focus up, I think I can see her.
In her stalking feet?
Yeah, they're right there. Yeah.
So that's her, huh?
Yeah.
Well.
How many stalkers do you have?
We just little cameras, little spiders out there.
Yeah, quite a few, actually. I don't consider it a crime, as many people do. But it's strange how the popular consensus has changed in the past. In ancient Egypt, it would have been different. For then, curiosity about the ruling dynasty, the royal family, could be considered blasphemy and punished by the military arm of the state.
Do you have your show script with you?
The Warriors of Horemheb.
We're on page 43. Where
he was formerly a captain of the palace guard. Indeed,
yeah,
it was said that he came from a low status in life, but later was elevated to status of a living god, Pharaoh of Egypt.
Yeah, there he is.
But, of course, there is no monument or pyramid
might be confused. The guy you're looking at where you are is Victor Mature, but we actually see the god himself. So.
Suggested for mature audiences.
Would you have another question?
Please, ask
it
now.
Can I smoke some of this?
Yes, sure. Hand it over.
Yeah.
That'll calm me down. What is this, anyway?
What?
Should I just smoke it? All right.
Is anybody there?
No.
There. Yeah.
It sounds there. Like I'm in heaven.
You are, my dear sir. You are in heaven. In heaven, everything
places.
Is fine.
In friendly, remote sense.
Can you hear the angel wings?
Pretty violins.
Angel wings carry you far.
That's from an old I can't remember the name of the movie, but it's what's his name in that? It's from 1936, 1937.
And just cuddle up with.
And he's talking about the famous star in the movie. He's talking about a drunk experience and why he stopped drinking. And he said, because I heard the angel wings.
Heard the rustle of the wings of the angel of death.
And he realized now was the time to
stop. I knew it was time to cut out the booze.
Are you listening to me, caller? Are you really listening?
Well, Al, you sound kind of big and furry. You sound like a big, friendly, furry guy.
Well, I try. I guess we're going to break a lot of records here in the studio today.
It just happens.
Are you cutting me off?
No, I'm not.
Are you nervous?
I'm not cutting a thing. Everything is included. And we are going to record this for posterity and have it sealed in a block of adamantium.
That was my question. Is it being recorded somewhere?
Yes, it is. Is it not, K-Rob? It is, isn't it? K-Rob's doing it, isn't he?
Carbonite
recording this show.
Latex.
Yes, yes, the show is
you
being
can't
recorded.
Have too
yes.
Too much latex when there's many men involved.
That's
Ajax?
What I'm saying. We're just guys. There are no good guys,
well,
no bad guys. We're just
guys. And, you know, big tall guys. And
we got tall guys. We got furry guys. But what's your point? This is ordinary variety here. Human variety.
Well, I think I just called because I needed someone to talk to. It's only been a couple of days since I've been out of prison. And it just, you just seem like such a very secure lot, you know?
Stone walls do not a prison make, or iron bars a cage.
You are comfortable with your manhood, aren't you?
Lives, let me shift it to my other pants leg. Lives, innocent and quiet, take that for an hermitage.
Sexy life.
Yes,
do you dress right or dress left? Look,
come on,
I'm
just talking about brotherly love, brother.
Yes, here on the radio, no subject is less than sacrosanct. So what is your question? Our format is a question and answer.
Oh, the question is, why is it damp things are darker than non-damp things?
You know, we've had that before. Why is it? Because of a little-known phenomenon called capillary attraction. You see, water molecules not only bind themselves to each other, but the substances which they permeate and inhabit. In this case, your soiled underwear. When it is wet, it naturally turns to be darker.
I gotta go, man. I can't be talking to you.
Thank you for your question.
And the cool part is the parole officer is the foul-mouthed young lady that called before.
Boy, I wish I could luck out that way, except I would choose one whose vocabulary was slightly less limited. But the Pharaoh Akhenaten, who ruled from 1353 to 1336 BC, that is always shown as having those prominent tits and ass, which is that indication of the hormone disorder that the royal family of Egypt had. Something that you get from inbreeding. Oh, what is this?
Hello
my
there.
God, a giant spider.
This
horrible.
Is Pete Goldie.
Crawling forward. A Pete Goldie? Okay, cue the spider.
Hi, Hal. How's it going?
Watch out. We're just having a little bit of
arachnid.
Okay,
if you're really Pete Goldie, then what's the date of the moon crash landing?
We all want
pack?
To know, and we were hoping you'd be here so you could tell us when the moon is going to be struck. What is the date?
Well, all I know is that we can and will destroy the moon.
Yeah, but when is it going to happen?
Oh, yeah.
When?
It's, oh, no, no.
It's high time we blow up.
There's nothing to worry about. This is all been arranged. We
if
will handle
you
this.
Don't know
don't
about
worry
it,
that.
Then
but I do have one question for you in these last minutes.
Oh, it's not the last minute.
Do you have a phone for us?
We're going